You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say at this time of the week? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, and it is the 12th of October. I'm The Breakfast Show. Oh, I'm not The Breakfast Show. This is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. And the time now, just a few seconds away from 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be sitting here chatting to you and entertaining you, hopefully, until 10 o'clock this morning. Looking at a few things relevant to today's date, which is the 12th of October, I'm just going to do a few for right now, because let's do them, the one that takes up all the space this morning. This is Discovery of America by Columbus and related observances. We've got things like Columbus Day in Honduras. We have got the Fiesta Nacional de España in Spain. Discovery of the Americas, Mexico. We've got Day of the Race in Uruguay and also in El Salvador. We've got Day of Indigenous Resistance in Venezuela, Day of the Americas in Belize, and we've got Day of the Cultures in Costa Rica. And last but not least for now, Day of Respect for Cultural Diversity, and that is being celebrated in Argentina.
Good morning, world. Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
we go. That is Mr. Sammy Hagar bringing us in this morning with Your Love is Driving Me Crazy. It is 4.5 minutes exactly after the 6 o'clock. What do we have lined up for you this morning? It is Wednesday. All being well, we're going to have Andreas. It is Wednesday, isn't it? Andreas. Andreas Clemente will be coming in chatting about the movie, see what he's been looking at. And also in the last hour, we've got a guest from Ciudad del Saber. They have got some amazing events coming up over the next, year. And you know what? They can tell you beforehand what they all are. And we've actually, in fact, got Rita Silvestri coming in the last hour to talk to us about all those amazing things that are going to be happening there and to make you much more aware of the Ciudad del Saber. So there we are. That's it. That's what we're going to be doing until 10 o'clock this morning.
When you wake up in the morning and you're shadowed by the darkness of the night, when you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. When you get a little lonely and you lose your rhythm, don't give up the fight. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side.
That's it. That is Mr. Tom Greenham there, together with Calvin Harris, and By Your Side. Right, we are 8.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And let me see what else we've got. We're going to take a rummage around the internet, see what we can find for you, usual bits and pieces. Bottom of the hour, 6.30, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines. 7 o'clock, some of the international news, and 7.30, some of the international business news for today. We'll get a good psychiatrist to come in and chat to us as well, I think, after reading that lot. Right, let's get back to the music. What we got for you now? We got Asia. Heat of the moment.
One thing I said that I would never do. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave our friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though you're one far behind. Real neat from a hat to a feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody taking the chance.
Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yeah, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we have your debt, we're never gonna lose it.
they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's taking the time. Dance, who will save the dance?
I tell you, well, they seemed to be stuttering there, didn't they? They did a dance. They did. Let's check the needle, make sure I've got no flap on the needle there, you see. That's what we've got to do. I tell you what, the time now on The Breakfast Show is just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. You know what that means, don't you? Yep, it's time for you to get cleaned up and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. It is hump day. We're going over the top, starting our wind down for the weekend. And let's see, what do I got for you? Ah, sounds like a company of Avogadros, McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now. Well, not at least until 10 o'clock this morning.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to lift up this song.
Hear every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're on the move.
We're moving, we're grooving.
And that's it. Yes, McFadden and Whitehead, and Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Here, how'd you get? Come on. here's a little story for you. And just sort of taking a rummage, ranting, find something a bit light-hearted. We need it, don't we? In his early days of theatrical, being a theatrical agent, impresario Salou Grade, who's very famous over in the UK as a an agent, Lou Grade went backstage at a London theatre to graduate. It's still early. He went backstage to congratulate an actor. Fantastic, great, terrific, Grade exclaimed. How much are you getting a week? And when the actor told him, it's £25 a week, sir, he shook his head dismissively and said, look, I can get you £40 a week. And he declared, who's your agent? And the actor looked at him somewhat confused and said, you are Mr. Grade. Got there in the end, didn't we? Ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up now here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that
dial.
better go up into the distance. Eagles there, and one of these nights. Well, I hope you had a good night last night. Time to get up and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. The time is 28 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier. And the time is exactly half past the hour of 6 o'clock. What we're going to do now is just take a look at some of the items in the local news that we'll be looking at a little bit later on this morning. The passage of irregular migrants through the Darien jungle on the border with Colombia registered a notable increase in the month of September, when at least 48,000 travellers arrived at the migratory reception points. According to figures from the National Migration Service, 48,204 migrants were counted in September, which represents the largest number for a month in 2022. In general, it is detailed that from January the 1st to September the 30th, 151,582 irregular migrants were registered who arrived at the migration posts in the province of Darien. Amid the noise caused by her departure from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, a decision announced by the Presidency of the Republic on the afternoon of Monday, Erica Moines has sent a letter to President Laurentino Cortizo, thanking him for the opportunity that he gave her to serve the country, and assures that she always looked after Panamanian interests. And it's worth pointing out that Moines did not resign from her post. She was separated from it and replaced by now Chancellor and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Janiana Tuwini, former member of the former Minister of the Government. The Presidency of the Republic reported on Tuesday that Roger Tejada was appointed as the new Minister of Government, replacing Janiana Tuwini Menkomo, who yesterday was announced as the new foreign minister, or the day before yesterday, as the new foreign minister of Panama. Agents of the National Police, together with personnel from the Ministry of Public Security, carried out a search on Tuesday morning in the village of Pueblo Nuevo, and proceeded with the apprehension of a person who is allegedly linked to the robbery of the 50th Street Banesco Bank branch. According to the first investigations, this person, who was identified, maintains a record of convictions for robberies and thefts recorded in the years 2015 and 2018, said the public ministry. The Minister of Security, Juan Manuel Pino, reported that the security support that the National Police is giving to state banks will be temporary. Pino explained that this support for state banks will be given until these entities improve their security systems, after two branches of the savings bank and one of the national bank were robbed in the last 2 months. He emphasized the importance of investing in protection and security. The Superior Court of Settlements reformed a ruling of the Third Liquidator Court of Criminal Cases and opened a criminal case against 32 people for alleged money laundering in the so-called Lava Yato case. The Public Ministry, through its Twitter account, reported the decision made by the Superior Court of Settlements after on the 16th of June, the Third Liquidator Court of Criminal Cases issued a dismissal in favour of all the defendants in this case. And one of the challenges of the Panamanian system is to expand the tax base, that is, the number of people who contribute with the payment of taxes, mainly on income. The revenue director of Publio de Garcia admitted that there is room to make the collection and payment system more efficient. In this sense, one of the challenges is to keep track of people who generate income through digital media and social networks who are also subject to income and tax payments, although the number of taxpayers covered by the digital economy is still unknown in Panama. If the income that they generate is territorial, that influencer who uses the technological platforms must comply with their tax obligations like anyone else, said de Garcia, indicating that this includes the self-employed worker, the wage earner who does additional work, the YouTubers, TikTokers, and other people, depending on the income that they receive. So there we are. Must be a piece of music somewhere called No Hiding Place. Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 25 minutes, that's before the hour of 7. I do like that track. It's The Weeknd with Ariana Grande. That's it, save your tears for another day. The time, 22 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. Talking of tears, this is, she just calls herself Yola, and Dancing Away in Tears. Yolanda Claire Quartey, that is her name, but she just calls herself Yola. English singer, songwriter, musician and actress. And by the way, her debut studio album came out in 2019, which is called Walk Through Fire. It's a great critical acclaim. And there she is, dancing away in tears. I like this record. It's called Spot Britney Spears. It is Elton John, Britney Spears, and Hold On. Oh, look. Britney Spears. Elton John together with Britney Spears. Yeah, hold on. Hold Me Closer is what that one is. Right, time on the breakfast show. 15 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. By the way, today is Armed Forces Day. That's being celebrated in Spain. Children's Day in Brazil. We've also got Discovery Day in the Bahamas. Discovery Day in Colombia. Fiesta Nacional de España in Spain. And Free Thought Day today in the United States. Are they allowed to do that? to those who was Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. Tony Basso. Followed on, that's Redbone and Come and Get Your Love. And that was originally released. It was as a promo, believe it or not, promo track under the name Hall. And was later featured on the album Wovoka in 1973 under its current name. The song was released as the album's first single the following, that was in the following year. And written and produced by the band members Pat and Lolly Vegas. It's one of the band's most successful singles. Made them the first Native American band to reach the top five. That was on the Billboard Hot 100, reaching number five. Oh, just scraped in then, didn't it? If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming down 7.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, don't forget, we will take a look at some of the items in the international news this morning. This morning, by the way, if you just joined us, sleepy eyes waking up. It's just the 12th of October, and it's WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. That is Jake Bug and All I Need. And let's say very good morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us here this morning, chatting away on WhatsApp. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Hope you're going to have a great WTW. Says, no energy today. You should have seen me when I started at 6 this morning. Anyway, WTW is what Mary Lou says, and a good day to everybody. This is what we need, Mary Lou. Bit of higher power, I think. Plug us in and away we go. This is from Coldplay.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I take my shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing right. Just so you go out by kill me. Till you tell me I'm a heavenly phone. So hold tight. Singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. This boy is electric. This boy is electric, and you're sparkling like the universe connected. Night after night after night, this joy is electric. This joy is electric, and we're circling through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you, 'cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you're really someone.
I'll tell you what, I'm just having a little chuckle to myself here. I do that quite a lot, you know. Just chuckle away to myself. Mary Lou just came back and just says, when she said no energy today, she meant there's no electricity. So she's saying, I have low energy lately, but I still have energy. I was talking about the power, electricity. You know, you have to explain everything very simply to me. Anyway, she was saying, we'll need waterproof headphones, so when we do not have any electricity or power, I can listen in the shower with the headphones on. There you go, what a good idea. I'm not sure if they're actually waterproof. I know you get these special headphones, don't you, for exercising. Needless to say, I've never bought a pair of those. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 1 minute after 7.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
And there we go, that's it. And I tell you what, time to take a look at the international news. We're 4 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Russia's Federal Security Service, the SFB, said on Wednesday that it had detained 5 Russians and 3 citizens of Ukraine and Armenia after the explosion that damaged the Crimea Bridge last Saturday. The FSB said the explosion was organized by the Ukrainian military intelligence and its director, Kyrylo Badanov. The explosive device was moved from Ukraine to Russia via Bulgaria, Georgia and Armenia, the FSB have said. The FSB, which is the main successor to the Soviet-era KGB, also said that it had prevented Ukrainian attacks in both Moscow and the western Russian city of Bryansk. Ukraine has not officially confirmed its involvement in the bridge blast, but some Ukrainian officials have celebrated the damage. A senior Ukrainian official dismissed as nonsense on Wednesday Russia's investigation into an explosion last weekend, with the one that badly damaged the bridge linking Russian mainland to the Crimean Peninsula that Moscow has annexed. Poland said on Wednesday a leak in one of the Druzhba pipelines bringing oil from Russia to Europe hit supplies to Germany and was most likely caused by an accident, as Europe remains on high alert over its energy security. The discovery of the leak in the main route carrying oil to Germany, which operator Pern said it found on Tuesday evening, comes as Europe faces a severe energy crisis in the aftermath of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, which has cut supplies of gas in a continuing standoff. President Joe Biden pledged on Tuesday there will be consequences for U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia after OPEC Plus announced last week that it would cut its oil production target over U.S. objections. His announcement came a day after powerful Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the United States must immediately freeze all cooperation with Saudi Arabia, including arms sales. Flying car. Built by Chinese electronic vehicle maker Xiangpeng Inc., made its first public flight in the United Arab Emirates as the company works towards launching the electric aircraft on international markets. The X2 is a two-seater electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft that is lifted by 8 propellers, 2 at each corner of the vehicle. Monday's unmanned 90-minute test flight in Dubai was described by its manufacturer as an important base for the next generation of flying cars. And if you take a look at it, it's quite something. It's like it's just like a big drone, really. Super cool.
You
And there we go. Journey in Separate Ways. Worlds apart there. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 13 minutes, just a few seconds away from 13 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I tell you what, here's something you want to make a note of, because you could win something really nice. What do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Now, here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes by filling out our survey. All you've got to do is go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on the homepage. And every week, we will have a winner. Oh, cheer up and participate. Only for Cool FM listeners, by the way, and we know, we can check. We know who you are. So there you go. And do get involved with that. Just go to the Cool FM Panama.com. Cool FM Panama, all one word, .com, and complete the survey. It appears on the homepage there. I'm going to go and fill it in again. You never know. Well, I listen to Cool FM. Mary Lou says, because we were saying Mary Lou's got no energy, or no electricity. She's got energy but no electricity, and she asked if we could play a piece of music for her. She says, could you please play, it's a song from Peter Wolf, and it's called
Lights Out.
There we go, yes, our lights out from Peter Wolf, and that's going out to Mary Lou this morning, who has her lights out. Right, let's take a look at the weather for today. It is, say, if you just joined us, good morning. It is Wednesday, the 12th of October. We're going to start off in Costa Arriba in the province of Colón, as we like to. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that is the thermal sensation, and 83% relative humidity. So this is going to be partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains and thunderstorms, and it's going to be cloudy tonight. All right. Now, moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, we'll start off there. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 degrees is the minimum. 37% the relative, the thermal sensation, sorry, 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 81% is the relative humidity. Now, it says here, partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, rain with thunderstorms, and tonight, partially cloudy again. Now, here, the metropolitan area, 31 degrees Celsius, that's the maximum temperature, 23 degrees, the minimum temperature, 37 degrees, thermal sensation, and 81% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, it's it could, but right now the cloud looks pretty flat. It doesn't, there's no breaks in it at the moment, but that can soon change, can't it? You've got to remember, things can change for the good just as quickly as they can for the worst. Right, so partially cloudy this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and then back to partially cloudy tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, around the Perlis Islands, that direction. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 degrees, the minimum. We've got 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 83% the relative humidity. Few showers this morning, this afternoon, few showers, and tonight, guess what? Few showers. So there we go. There's our forecast for today. By the way, we do have, there is an advisory here, so it says here, this is valid from today at 3 o'clock this morning. It was issued just after 3 o'clock, 3:39 to be precise, and it goes through until midnight on the 15th, so 11:59 p.m. on the 15th. It says, please be vigilant. There's going to be a new period with a lot of water and storms, okay? De importancia. All right, as well. And that's in the country, so please be careful. There's a warning from today going through till the end of the week, till Friday. Now, let's move on to the tides for today. We're going to start here, as we do, with the Pacific Ocean. Tide-wise, high tide, the first one was at 5:09 this morning, and that was 5.27 metres, the high tide. Low tide will be at 11:18 this morning, minus 0.09 metres. High tide again, 5:35 p.m. That's dropping down under the 5-metre mark, but only just at 4.97 metres. And the last low tide, that'll be at 11:34 tonight, and that'll be 0.18 of a metre. On the Caribbean, what have we got? We have got high tide, that was at 4:17 this morning, 0.12 of a metre. Low tide, that is in just a couple of minutes' time. It's at 7:23, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. High tide again, 2:43 in the afternoon, 0.37 of a metre. Low tide, the last one, 10:43 p.m., minus 0.03 of a metre. All right, so there are your tides for you for today. Now, what we're going to do is take a look at the sea conditions, see what's in line for you. If you're taking a boat out this morning, or you're going to be joining a boat. Winds, let's start as we do, starting off on the Caribbean. Winds are going to be from 12 to 14 kilometres an hour. Quite a nice breeze, really. That's just coming in from the west-southwest, all right? West-southwest direction. Conditions good with 2-foot waves. So that's not too bad. And in the afternoon, good condition prevailing, 16 to 18 kilometres an hour coming in from the west-northwest in the afternoon. Waves, they're not going to change, they're going to remain at 2 feet. on the Pacific. Good conditions this morning. Oh, very, very light wind, just 4 to 6 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest in the morning. Waves, though, they're going to be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we have the waves are going to be the same. They're going to remain at 3 feet. The wind is just picking up, but very slightly, 12 to 14 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southwest. All right, so that's it. There's your weather report for this Wednesday morning. There we go. That is Genesis with, it's easy to do this one, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. That's what it's called. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 27 minutes after the hour of 7. Take us to the bottom of the hour.
If you think this is real life,
Is the Blossoms there? And if you think this is real life, yeah, I know. Sometimes you just want to pinch yourself, really, don't you? Is this really real life? Time on the Breakfast Show, half past the hour of 7 o'clock, boys and girls, here on 89.3 Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And what we're going to do right now is take a look at some of the business news, the international business news for this Wednesday morning. European stocks held steady in early trading on Wednesday, while sterling recovered after hitting a 13-day low overnight as the Bank of England reiterated that it would end its emergency bond buying at the end of the week. Global equity markets have fallen sharply in recent days, hurt by heightened fears about an economic slowdown amid warnings from the IMF and World Bank. Asian stocks were stuck near two-year lows, weighed down by signs that China will persist with its strict COVID-19 policies. The MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, was flat on the day at 8:46 GMT, holding near the previous session's two-year low. Europe's stock 600 was down 0.1%, having declined in the last four consecutive sessions. We've had a really fast decline in equity markets over the last few days, obviously to do with the heightened recession fears, said Alex Rudolph, a market analyst at IG Group. The tech-heavy Nasdaq and the S&P 500 have ended in the red for five straight sessions as a recent set of economic data pointed to more policy tightening by the United States Federal Reserve, fanning worries of a recession and triggering a spike in yields. The producer price index, an important inflation gauge, is expected to have risen 8.4% in the 12 months through September, after advancing 8.7% in August, according to Reuters poll. That data, by the way, is due at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Britain's economy looks set to go into recession as data showed it unexpectedly shrank in August, underscoring the challenge for Prime Minister Liz Truss to make good on her promises to speed up growth. Weakness in manufacturing and maintenance work in North Sea oil and gas fields contributed to a 0.3% fall in gross domestic product from July, and the report also showed how a jump in inflation was hitting consumers. The United States is scrambling to tackle unintended consequences of its new export curbs on China's chip industry that could inadvertently harm the semiconductor supply chain, people familiar with the matter have said. By late Tuesday, hours before a new restriction took effect, South Korean memory chip maker SK Hynix Inc. said that it got authorization from the United States to receive goods for its chip production facilities in China, without additional licensing imposed by the new rules. And chip maker Intel Corporation is planning a major reduction in headcount, likely numbering in the thousands in the face of a slowdown in the personal computer market, Bloomberg News reported on Tuesday, citing people with knowledge of the situation. The layoffs will be announced as early as this month, and some of Intel's divisions, including the sales and marketing group, could see cuts affecting about 20% of staff, according to the report. So there we go. That's the business news. Nothing to cheer us up there, is there, really? And it's such a shame. You always sort of hear, don't you, about people having to be laid off as you come up to the Christmas time, the holiday time. So that's always, always sad. We are going through bad times, and they're going to continue for a while yet. That's what we need to do, is it? It's not easy, but we really do need to try and smile, don't we? Time to do some alphabet. ABC. That's what they call themselves, ABC, when Smokey sings.
Deep despair on lonely nights. Jerry D.
Thank you. that I find I'm not feeling so strong. Listen to the family ring. Listen to the music on the way. I listen to my heart ring every time she rocks away. Oh, listen to the banjo wind. Sad song drifting low. Listen to the tears flowing down my face as she turns to go.
There we go. There's Bruce Hornsby and Mandolin Rain. A little bit of bad news. News. It's bad news for us, I guess. But Andreas won't make it today for the movie review. He drops a little line. He's, you know, he's been having to look after the babies. One of them has had to stay in hospital overnight. So we wish them all the very best, and certainly hope that it's nothing serious. All right. So. No movie review, but in the last hour of this morning's program, we're chatting with Rita Silvestre from the Ciudad del Saber. I tell you what, they're so efficient over there. They've come on, they've already got their program organized, I think for the next year or so. So they'll be chatting to us, Rita will be chatting to us a little bit later on this morning, tell you all about that and some of the events that'll be coming up. Right, let me see, music-wise, we're going to have a little bit. I know it's early. We're going to have a little bit of afternoon delight. Why not? 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And this is the Starland Vocal Band.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. Night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. didn't fight, but you got some data waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down, thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark tonight, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Talk with Jerry D. You know, so
help up my own. Get it?
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
Action on with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just have to flirty, flirty. You run to tempt it, and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Come now.
Have a cozy kind of where she jokes and where she jam. She know about the loom, crack and every money. Now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder, Richard, man.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Na na na. Murder she wrote.
There you go. You can always find a piece of music to fit what you want to talk about. It's so sad when I saw the news last night that Dame Angela Lansbury had passed away. Mind you, she had got to a good age, to 96 years of age. And she's, of course, the acclaim as the star of the US TV crime series, Murder, She Wrote. Trust me, she was a lot more than that. Knowing that was her program. She produced that program as well. The three-time Oscar nominee had a career spanning 8 decades across film, theatre and television. She was born back in 1925 and one of the last surviving stars, really, what they call the golden age of Hollywood cinema. Dame Angela died in her sleep just 5 days before her 97th birthday, her family said in a statement. The children of Dame Angela Lansbury are sad to announce that their mother died peacefully in her sleep at home in Los Angeles, said the family. And what amazing, what an absolutely amazing woman she was, and an incredible actress and business person too.
I'm
We would have sorted that lot out. Bruce Springsteen there, Murder Incorporated. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. I am Jerry D. Well, the last time I checked, at any rate. And it's great to be with you this morning. It is Wednesday. It is the 12th of October. Just a couple of minutes. We'll be taking a look at the local news for you. But I did wanted to go over this with you again because there's some great idea and great possibilities for you. What do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe just a relaxing massage? Now, here's your opportunity to win, okay, these and other prizes by filling out the Cool FM survey. Yeah, it's as easy as that. What you've got to do is go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on the homepage, and every week they will have a winner. So cheer up, come on, smile, and participate. All right. However, you've got to go to the website, but it's only for Cool FM listeners. Now, if you're listening to this, you're a listener. You're all right. You can have a go. All right. Why not? Okay. So there you are. Do remember that. That's fun. Great prizes going to be giving away. So also, it's important for us because we want to know what you think and what you'd like. And we did a survey not so long ago on the breakfast show, and a lot of you got involved in that, for which we're grateful. And we're going to be making, no doubt, some changes, which hopefully we'll tell you about soon. So there you are. That's it. And well, I guess it's time to look at the news, don't you?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Let's get it on. Let's love.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Streets.
Two lovely tracks. We started off. I've taken it off my playlist. Oh, hold on just a second. I can tell you what it is. Yeah, we started off there with. No, it's no good. It's not there. It's gone. But was I think it was it the OJ's? I think it was the OJ's. I think I'm going to go and have a lie down, isn't it? Let's get it on. Marvin Gaye, there we go. I get there in the end, don't I? Takes a little bit of time. George Michael, though, that one more try. Yes, why don't I give it just that one more try? You are listening to The Breakfast Show. The time, by the way, if you keep your eye on the time, 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it is Wednesday, and I saw the moon peeking through that skylight in the middle of the night. Wow. I thought I had left the light on. And I got up and I looked out and there it was. So gorgeous. She's there again this morning too. And the street lights are on too. So for 1 minute I was like, is that street light or is that moonlight? I don't know. We'll find out. And it was. There was a moonlight. Well, we're walking along Caparita today. We have a new street. They paved all these roads that were so bad. There's still a bunch more to do, but they paved them very, very nicely. Ooh, I'm going to run into a bunch of kids. They're going to look at me funny, wondering, what am I doing? Imagine that. Oh, she's got a little fur hat on. It's like she was really cold. They must be waiting for the bus. That's what they must be waiting for. Well, and let's see. It's pretty quiet. It's pretty early this morning. There's lots of flowers out and about. Let's see if we can say good morning. Buenos dias. Encantada su cosa. And she liked that. Yeah, indeed. All right, here we go. Keep walking. Lots of beautiful. Oh, the mountain's beautiful this morning. Wow. I kind of have a faint smell of a. Huh, hello, doggy. I have a faint smell of a burning fireplace, which is kind of nice. You know, that smoky, misty, morning, cool, fireplacey, smelly thingy. Pretty awesome. That is Rocket. He always barks at me when I walk by. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, look. Well, they've cleaned out the gutters along the road. I guess they're not really called gutters. They're called drainage ditches. And boy, do we need them here. When it rains, those suckers fill up pretty darn full. Well, let's see. Oh, there's cactus. There's flowers. There's birds. Hi, birds. All kinds of good stuff around here this morning. That's starting to change. The weather is changing. There seems to be more days of sun and less days of rain, but still, we still have rain, I don't know, 3-4 times a day. It goes and goes and goes. Those bicycles. All right, let's stop and let the bus pass. Ow. Favorite sound of the noise. There you go. All right. It's Wednesday. Humpity hump day. You guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
And there we go. A big thanks to Ingrid there. Trying to work out whether the sun's shining or not, or it's the street lights, or it's the moonlight. We're 27 and a half minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning, so sorry, no Andreas with us this morning. He's got family issues to deal with. Little baby's been in hospital overnight, so we wish them all the very best. Hope everything is fine. This is The Killers, Boy.
Touched 16, don't overthink it, boy.
there we go. That was The Killers for you. And, boy, time 29 minutes right now. And that is before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're making our way through this morning. Don't forget to join me in the last hour of this morning's program. We've got Rita Silveri coming in to teach. Well, she will be teaching. She's going to be teaching us all about what's happening over there at the Ciudad de Saber. Rita Silvestri. And we're going to be finding out, because they're very, saying earlier on, they're very efficient. They've already got their calendar sorted out for this year and next year as well. So we'll be finding out all about that a little bit later on. Harry Styles, As It Was. Goes as it, Harry Styles. He's doing very well with his career, isn't he, this year? Right, I thought I would take a little rummage around, see what is happening in the world of technology for today. Apparently, top VCs are paying ghostwriters now big bucks to craft tweets for them. There you go. Can't write your own. Get somebody else to do it for you. That's why I've got Yasmin. Twitter is Silicon Valley's most important social club, and some investors are shelling out thousands of dollars to ghostwriters who can make them look good. All in 280 characters or less. One ghostwriter shared his story. This person, apparently a founder of a tech startup, has started ghostwriting as a side hustle, taking 5 hours out of his week to come up with original tweets. Last year, he brought in $200,000. Good grief. Hang on, where's Yasmin?
Yes.
Are you getting $200,000?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
This is, you should be a ghostwriter. It says here, these people, they write these things to make other people look good.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the only trouble is, if you're listening to the news this morning, if you're going to be on Twitter or that, you're making, you've got to pay tax.
Exactly.
But we pay tax anyway, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, it says here, this person, the founder of a started ghostwriting as a side hustle, just 5 hours a week to come up with original tweets. And he brought in $200,000 with this lucrative side gig.
Hmm. Okay.
We're in the wrong business.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know. We could be ghostwriters, couldn't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I don't know any ghosts. That's the problem. My mother visits sometimes. But that's
And Pepe.
Because Pepe's passed, isn't he? I wondered what it was all about. So, yeah, I think we're going to have to get another job, don't you?
Yes.
Hey, what you got happening today?
Oh, today I'm going to BizFit. Remember Alejandro was talking about that.
BizFit?
Yesterday.
Is mm-hmm. this to do with exercising?
No, technology.
Oh, that's right, of course. I'm thinking it was in BitFit or something, isn't it?
BizFit.
BizFit, mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. That's a good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's today and tomorrow, so everybody's invited.
Mm-hmm.
The entrance is free, so I'll be there. And today is from 11...
I think it's about six, isn't it?
Six, I guess.
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's super cool. So that would be fun for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not? We like fun, don't we?
Exactly.
See if you can find anybody there that wants to be made to look good. You can do some tweets for them.
Okay.
Talk to you again later, yes. We've got a guest coming in last hour, haven't we?
Oh, yes. Yes. Also from City of Knowledge.
I know. So it's amazing they got their program planned for the next year. I haven't even got mine planned for the rest of the day.
Oh.
I've got to go and have a lie down, yes. This is Bill Withers and Lean On Me. That's it, Bill Withers and Call Me. Right, I tell you what. One company having a little bit of a problem right now. That is the electric car maker. The electric vehicle maker. Yes, Revan says here, shares tumble after electric vehicle maker issues its third recall. Revan's Automotive is recalling almost all of its 2022 vehicles because of a problem with a wheel fastener. Revan said in a filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, it was recalling 12,212 RT1 trucks, RS1 SUVs and EDV commercial vans after discovering that the front upper control arm of the steering knuckle retention fastener for each front wheel was not properly tightened. Now, the recall involves vehicles made from December the 10th of 2021 to September the 27th of 2022. The company indicated the problem could cause excessive tilting of the wheel and in rare cases, separation. It explained drivers may experience excessive noise, vibration and harshness from the front suspension and or a change in steering performance or feel. Revan noted it hasn't received, by the way, it hasn't received any reports of injuries from the issue. So that has had quite an effect apparently on its share price. It says here that just a single day, this is after recalling the vehicles, Revan lost $2 billion in market value. That's just in a single day. The electric vehicle startup Revan's market value went tumbling to $27.81 billion. That's still a lot of money, isn't it, really? Oh, blimey. Let's have a... This is a great song, Breath.
Love and use my favorite drug. I can never get enough.
Todrick Hall.
I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know the kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what ifs, cause we fly to fight. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't see me with nobody. Hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no help. Who knew that they made love like this? You know we don't make no sense, but I'll never leave. Not while I've got breath in me. Train wreck, running right off the track, but we keep on. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me.
Where my skin grows old, where my breath grows cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. The seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door, helpless I surrender, shackled by your love, holding me like this, poison on your lips, only when it's over. Silence hit so hard, 'cause it was almost love, it was almost love, it was almost love, it was almost. When I heard that sound, and the world love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on. Someone but the love is gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell. So far now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that sound.
Nice. It's called Skin, and you can't mistake that voice. The Rag and Bone Man there. We are 9 minutes away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, and of course Amazon Prime are doing some of their sort of Prime deals, aren't they? This little note here says some Amazon Prime deals may not be what they seem. A new study shows that some deals happening during the company's major sale event might actually be price hikes in disguise. Yeah. Keep an eye out for those. That's it, because Amazon are doing some deals at the moment, so you might want to go and check those out. Sort of shop around as well, see what other people are selling them for. Off of Robbie Williams' new album 25XXV, Disco Symphony.
the floor filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a Bee Gees dream, still right in the thick of it.
Shaking my head.
Show. It's better than coffee.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show, and we are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And we'll just make our way up to the top of the hour. Don't forget, top of the hour, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Amy Grant and Baby Baby. Good morning to Renee. She just got up. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Athens. Oh, she was having a nap. I like naps.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And I tell you what, as we make our way down to 14 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show, let me just remind you as we pass through the week, something to bear in mind, we're getting towards the end of the week and going out in the evenings or out for a nice business lunch or something like that. Don't forget, you could go to a place which is like being in a Hollywood movie, really, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. Now, this is Frank's Place, live music every Saturday, by the way, don't forget that. They're located in downtown in Costa del Este, which is as you come off the corridor, as you go in from Corridor Sur, you come off the corridor, keep immediately to your right. There's a little slip lane there, and that'll then turn right, and that'll take you, you'll see the little strip mall there, that is downtown. That's where you will find Frank's Place, all right? As I said, live music every Saturday. And all you've got to book, all you've got to do is book now. You can book on 394-6998, 394-6998, or 6320-1013, all right? Make a reservation on there. And don't forget, you can pop there if you're living or working in Costa del Este. Why not pop there for lunch? Just round the corner, all right? And I tell you what, I love it. There's some great stuff on the menu. The actual fact, they've got a meatball sub. Yep. Which I absolutely love. I go there with friends on Saturday lunchtime, and that's the only thing I've eaten so far. I must try and change it to something else this week. Going back in time with David Bowie and Fine. Yes, fame. That's what they had in those days, you know. God bless. No longer with us, David Bowie. Before that, One on One from Hall and Oates. You are listening to us, by the way. We're on 23 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. Supremes. Stone Love. One thing I can tell you about that one, it says here, without Diana Ross. She must have had the day off, I guess, on that day. Stone Love from the Supremes. This is Ship of Fools from World Party. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Almost exactly.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Balcarbly on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play this.
How could the one I gave my heart to break my heart so bad? How could the one who made me happy make me feel so sad? Won't somebody tell me so I can understand? If you love me, how could
Isn't that nice? Oh, lovely music, Eliana there, and one I gave my heart to. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes, as before the hour, 10 o'clock. I'll tell you what, our guest, Rita Salvestri, we're going to reschedule for next week. She's been stuck, she's been delayed this morning. So we're gonna reschedule that as soon as we can. And we'll be talking about City of Knowledge, which will still be there. It's not going anywhere. And I mean, they've got the calendar for this year and for next year, so there's going to be plenty to chat about. So in the meantime, I do tell you what we'll do: we'll take advice from Yarborough and Peoples, and we're not going to stop the music. Don't know how many of you remember this one. Don't stop the music.
Don't you know you've got me mesmerized?
Right on a Detroit Wheels there, and let your love light shine. How many of you remember somebody called Grace Jones? I think I remember about her. Was being interviewed on TV over in the United Kingdom, and the interviewer, who was a guy called Russell Harty, he obviously said something about she didn't like, and she just got up and slapped him across the face. Of course, at the time, she was a very famous model, singer, actress as well. That was Grace Jones. This one is I've seen that face before. Might also recognize it as Libertango.
Toi aussi, tu détestes la vie. Paris, on regarde sur tes fringues, sur les murs des photos, sans regret, sans mélange. La porte est claquée, Jorel est barré.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There you go, that is Heart, and who will you run to? I was just looking, I was just thinking about a thought of the day. There was one here I was just looking at. It says, what you think is what you become. I thought I was rich. So that didn't work. I tell you what, though, one thing which is very important in life, because it's something that I learned sort of fairly early, because, you know, I found myself quite sort of not intentionally becoming a broker and trader in the City of London, and it was a big step up for me. And what I did find out was that perception is a very, very powerful tool, because the way you act, perhaps the way you dress, the way you talk, is how people will perceive you. And I found that a great asset is giving people the right impressions. And it's a little bit like that, you know, before I ever came here to Panama, I had a very bad perception of Panama. You know, I thought if I came here, I'd either be a drug addict or I'd be sort of kidnapped at some time. But so far, it hasn't happened. Take us out this morning, some Joe Cocker and Delta Lady.
Woman out the country, now I find you, longing in your soft and fertile too.
That's it, Mr. Joe Cocker and Delta Lady taking us out of this morning's breakfast show. Time to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. It's going to be quite a busy little day for me today. Right, let's see. Shame, our guest. We're going to reschedule our guest next week, all being well. That's Rita Silvestri from the City of Knowledge. She's a culture and community specialist. Unfortunately, she was delayed, so we couldn't do that. So we'll do it next week. So big thanks, I guess, also goes to Yasmin. Andreas couldn't make it today either. Life's full of surprises, but that's because you know, his daughter is a little bit sick, so he's had to look after her. So we hope all goes well, she gets better soon. So big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here, and everything else, social media, you name it, you got it. And to my co-producer Neil Danby over there still in Windsor in the United Kingdom, to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk here on this morning's breakfast show. Thanks to the boys and girls, a group of Grado, keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Very good morning to you, Isaac, and as always, a big thank you. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much. Remember, if you want to be an advertiser or sponsor, all you've got to do is get in touch with us. The WhatsApp number, 677-188-22. 677-188-22. You can always drop us a line on there, or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Now, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. So, please, whatever it is that you're doing between now and then, look after yourselves, you know. Because what do I want to be saying? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.